WTAW News Time is 6 after 7. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Blinn College trustees have officially changed their mind about where to expand in Brazos County.
Without public discussion, trustees unanimously approved stopping construction of a new campus in West Bryan and instead locate a new academic building on the former Texas A&M Riverside campus. Blinn President Mary Hensley says it was not hard to switch gears.
When you have a good idea and you see something innovative in front of you, you want to grasp that immediately.
The A&M System's Chief Financial Officer Billy Hamilton says Blinn fills the educational piece that will assist their researchers in private industry at the new Rellis Research and Development Center.
It would help us get to these students who want to attend school in the Texas A&M system and who want to attend school in College Station, and we'll open that pathway for them with this partnership.
The companies hired by Blinn to design and build the West Campus location will be retained for the same work at Rellis. Dr. Hensley says their building will function the same as the new site. Its appearance will match with A&M's theme. Instead of opening next year, will open as soon as the fall of 2018. Blinn will lease 15 acres at Rellis for $1 a year. Instead of spending more than $46 million on its own property, Blinn estimates spending between $24 and $31 million at Rellis. Blinn's board has not discussed what will become of the 95 acres purchased last year at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
8 Bryan area employers with economic development agreements monitored by Research Valley Partnership are considered doing well. The update given by RVP Vice President Chuck Martinez at the last Bryan City Council meeting included Axis Pipe and Tube.
When the city does receive a payment in lieu of taxes next year, it could be in the neighborhood of around $378,000 to the city's tax base.
At the end of last year, Axis had a payroll of $8.4 million, within $2 million of next year's minimum requirement. While the manufacturing plant is valued at $179 million, well above the required minimum of $120 million. In the BioCorridor, the owner of the former Kalon Biotherapeutics plant, Fujifilm Diosynth, has 117 employees, almost six times the minimum, with a payroll of nearly $8 million, which is more than five times what is required to be in compliance. Any 50th anniversary is special, and at the end of yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting, employees and friends celebrated 50 years on the job for Ruth McLeod of the County Commissioner's Office.
We didn't want her to know about it. I'm sure she was a little aggravated with us because she didn't want to be recognized. She didn't really, you know, so we kind of kept it from her until the last minute, and she tried to ignore me when I wanted her to come up to receive that plaque.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says she was the second person entered in the county's computer system when records first went digital, making her county employee number two. Photos from the surprise reception are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, it's 9 after 7 and 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Wind, dirt, bugs, and the Texas heat a problem? Let Sunspace Texas help you discover fine porch living. A Sunspace Texas room will add beauty and comfort while increasing its value. Designed as a window screen unit in one, you have the flexibility to fully close your room or stack the windows completely up or down for a fully screened room. So make it a Sunspace Texas room and discover fine porch living.
Click sunspacetexas.com to view their products and email them for your free estimate today.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs. It's 7:13. Shall we check the weather? Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
One area of rain moves away. Another area of rain moves in. Parts of the listing area are under a flash flood watch through tomorrow morning. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping today. Temperatures up to 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, lows near 70. Little change through tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely once again, 80 to 85. We're going to remain unsettled into Friday with scattered showers and storms. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the College Station Regional coming up. The Axe taking on Binghamton. We'll have a look forward to that. Also, we'll recap the Stros win against the Diamondbacks and the Rangers win against the Indians. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
No less than a 50% chance of rain, sometimes as high as 80% all the way basically till Sunday, okay? Just letting you know. So get your stuff done while the sun's out, like right now. As far as rain is concerned, the heaviest rain right around Texarkana, up there, the Arklatex kind of corner of the state, also up in the Wichita Falls area. A little bit out in West Texas, and there's two or three very small but heavy showers around the Huntsville area, but everything else is pretty clear for right now. Problem is it starts to heat up. We're going to get to see more and more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you believe every road sign that you see? For instance, the one up near Duncanville.
Yeah.
See, you know, that's the deal with these programmable road signs. I mean, they're good to have sometimes because if you have a situation that's kind of, you know, shifting all the time and you need to, you know, exit, close, entrance, you know, we've got those right here as we're changing things on the freeway.
They're good to have until...
until somebody hacks into them. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is a shape-shifting lizard, according to a sign that was actually videoed up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, that may be fine. It could be all right with that. I'm sure that probably some Democrat put that out there and posted it for everybody. Videos out there, they put it on their Twitter account, and so now it's everywhere else.
Oh, most definitely. They even said something about, like, you know, Bernie for president or something like that. So it was definitely a
so there you go.
Socialist. But
we got that going, too. All right, so now Sugarland, you know, they're losing their ice hockey team. You know, they're coming here.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. the Imperials, right? But it appears that Sugarland is in the news again for another unusual, not the rain, but they got plenty of that down there.
Yeah.
But Sugar Land has become the center of a scrutiny over a statue recently erected in front of the town city hall. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
The statue features two smiling women slightly hunched over as one of them snaps a selfie.
Yeah. It's a like a bronze it selfie
is.
Statue.
I mean, it's a real, this is a real deal statue. Outrage grew over the statue, and many were upset because they considered it a waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Wow, listen to y'all. All right.
Now, well, okay, what's the point of the statue?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Like, this is a great place for a selfie in Sugar Land.
It's part of a 10-piece collection. All 10 sculptures will be of people representing activities. For example, there's another one of a guy playing a guitar.
Okay, that's fine.
Why is not taking a selfie? Because a lot more people take selfies and play guitar.
You're right.
But there's absolutely nothing artistic about taking a selfie.
I don't know, Brad.
Well,
have you taken a good selfie?
Yeah. I mean,
it's challenging.
What's the best selfie you've taken?
The artistic level has to be pretty high to take a good selfie.
We've had entire governments tell people to quit taking selfies because they could hurt or kill themselves, too.
Adele called someone out in her concert the other night.
That's right.
For selfieing, but for videoing, yeah, and said, hey, enjoy it in real life, like in real time.
We can't do that. No, we can't do that. We have to
let people know we're here. Having a good time.
I'm not sure. I mean, I got it. I suppose they bought the whole 10 statue package, and I have no idea what that cost. But, I mean,
somebody wasn't leafing through the catalog and go, oh, the selfie one. Let's do that.
Well, why does
it have to be girls?
Well, who said a girl?
It is. It's two women. This is two women. Now, and again, if it's art, and we did this thing years ago when College Station started adding art because they've got the aluminum French fries over there by McDonald's on Rock Prairie, if you've seen that.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, yeah. Here's what's happened. You've driven by it so many times you don't even see it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, if you look over there.
The thumb. I know the thumb. The thumb
is there. Yeah, but no, yeah. We figured this is what this was, is this was just kind of brushed aluminum French fries.
Okay.
And because it was when College Station decided to put pieces of art around the city. And so that's one of them. So today, drive a little slower. Look around. It's right there by the McDonald's on Rock Prairie, and you'll see it.
But, I'm just more of a fan of good landscaping.
Well, and the deal is, and if it's a famous person, you know, on a horse or a cannon or things like that. But a selfie is a pretty common practice, and these are not famous people in the statue. I mean, it's something that occurs every day. So from that standpoint, I could see, I don't know if I want to get outraged about it, but I can see where it's a little bit too common.
Right.
But, you know, in downtown Bryan, they have the place where you can sit next to the guy on the bench, the Carnegie, and the guy with the baseball stuff for the kids in front of the LaSalle. So, I mean, those kind of things are memorable and specific for that area. Taking a selfie can be done anywhere.
Right. At any time by anybody.
But now it's going to turn into a place to take a selfie of the selfie.
That's where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like holding a mirror in front of a mirror.
Yeah, I don't know. It may end up being the most popular set in the statue, or the most popular statue in the set.
That's true.
I guarantee you they had the discussion. I guarantee they had the discussion that it would because of that, because people would be talking about it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
When Brett Sanders gets a ticket, he gets revenge with a couple of buckets of pennies. He's from Frisco. Gosh, everything's in Texas today.
That's all right.
Florida needed a day off.
That's
okay.
Right.
Florida
That's right.
needed a day off.
So the Frisco, Texas man, furious when he was pulled over and cited for speeding in a residential neighborhood, fought the ticket in court but lost. A jury decided that, yes, 9 miles over the speed limit in a neighborhood street is speeding, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Sanders thought the ticket was unfair because he didn't injure anybody.
Oh.
Okay. So he paid his fine with 22,000 pennies. Just saying.
Jerk. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and there are in many places they have rules. You can't pay more than like $10 in change. You have to do other stuff.
I can't say I'm super surprised that a guy who believes that just because I didn't hit anybody, I wasn't doing anything wrong, would do something like paying pennies.
There you go. General Mills is having to recall 10 million pounds of flour after 38 people across 20 states got E. coli. That's General Mills. That's gold medal flour, right? That's gold medal Wondra flour, in fact. It's sold at stores that we don't have here.
Okay.
So, right. Gold medal wonder what's in it flour.
Yeah. So I'm guessing if somebody gives you a bag of gold medal flour, give it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, may not be for you. So this came out last week, I think, and I never got around to it. Did you see the map of the top weird questions in each state?
No.
Nope.
Google Analytics put together a list of the top question that was Googled in each state. For instance, in Wyoming, it was, what is Wyoming? Which is a little odd. In Montana, it was how to move to Canada. In California, it was, is Bernie Sanders a vegan? Okay.
I bet he is.
Interesting, in Massachusetts, how many beers in a keg?
This is the top Googled question.
This is the top Googled question in each state. Let me see. In West Virginia, it's when is Cinco de Mayo?
They wouldn't know about it.
Why does everyone hate Florida? It was number one in Florida.
Because it's Florida.
That's right. In Mississippi, it's who killed Tupac. In Alabama, it's who owns Fox News. Louisiana. I love it. Louisiana, when is WrestleMania?
Hey, it's coming up here in College Station.
That's right. Is it this weekend?
No,
or
I think it's next weekend. Yeah.
It conflicts with the softball tournament. I can't be there.
June 11th. Yeah.
Okay. In Arkansas, it's who won the Civil War. That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe
there's a lot of like elementary school students Googling for their test or something.
I kind
of
like Colorado. It's where is Waldo? Yeah.
They're always so clever.
They are.
There.
That's true. In Michigan, for some reason, is Mr. T dead?
These are so bizarre.
They are. That's in Michigan?
Yeah. Missouri, am I a psycho?
Well, if you have to ask.
That's right, yes. And in Texas, number one question in Texas, where is the internet?
No.
What?
I don't know. Don't. That's where we got. We didn't do anything to elevate ourselves with that one.
No. No. There were worse ones, though.
Oh, yeah. Am I a psycho? I'd say that does pretty well.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June 17th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we're the best in town.
That's June 17th, Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, you know what the most common question for Siri should be in Colorado?
Tell me.
Where's the nearest pot dispensary?
Yeah, that's right. That's Siri would probably know. Hello.
You know, every morning, you guys, I hear y'all talk about E. coli. It always sounds like the latest Bond villain, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, but it can be more serious than that. But, E. coli in gold medal Wondra flour.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's across 28 states. And again, a bunch of grocery stores that we don't have here in Bryan College Station. So, like everything else, buy local, especially when it comes to flour. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning, folks, at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Sorry, the rain is back on the way. We see the sun out there right now, but it won't be here for long. We'll have a 70% chance of heavy rain probably this afternoon after 1 o'clock. Then tonight it's a 50-50 chance of showers. Better chance tomorrow at 80%. And then a 70% chance of rain on Thursday night. Friday, it's a 60%, and Saturday, a 70% chance of rain. And the deal is, a lot of areas, especially down in the Houston area, that already experiencing some flooding. They're going to get their forecast is very similar to this. We've had some flood-prone areas, and so this is just not good news. Up in the Metroplex, they've got pretty much the same numbers. It's just because there's so much moisture is coming in off the Gulf, and we're getting the daily heating that we would be getting in June anyway. This causes us to have this ongoing march of showers. So make your plans accordingly. Right now, winds are out of the north at 5, 97% relative humidity, and it's 70 out there.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down. Then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 16-07-40A. 2009 Toyota Yaris. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with proof credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Remember 2008? Students all over America jumped on the Obama bandwagon of hope and change. Well, over the weekend, the New York Times revealed the changes that students got for their votes. City University of New York, the largest urban university in the country, 45,000 employees, over 250,000 students. Since the 08 recession, the state, run by Democrats, has really cut funding. Tuition has, though, jumped over 30%. At the 24 schools in the university system, things have changed all right for the worse. At some campuses, leaky ceilings present an obstacle course when it rains. Bathrooms run out of toilet paper. Students are afraid to plug their laptops into outlets because they short out. Rodents and insects infest many of the campuses. Not talking about the faculty here. One professor had to interrupt his lecture to stomp a swarm of huge water bugs, which are basically monster roaches. Again, not talking about the faculty. Real bugs here. And that's just scratching the surface. The staff is stuffed with overpriced administrators, while the unions threaten to strike because employees have not had a raise in 6 years. Whole system is collapsing despite millions spent on it. Now, while all this happened, Obama, the hope and change messiah of college kids, has been in the White House. And his fellow Democrats have been running New York. And they've run their prize university into the ground. It's just a liberal hot mess. And yet they escape all accountability for it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we offer custom-made blinds, handcrafted and delivered to your door in about 2 weeks, oftentimes at a lower price than blinds sold at home improvement warehouses. Available in a wide variety of styles and colors, our blinds are expertly crafted exactly to your specifications, and we guarantee your blinds will fit or we'll replace them for free, even if you make a mistake when measuring or ordering. At Blindster, we are passionate about both the quality of our products and the satisfaction of our customers. Most of our products are backed by a limited lifetime warranty. And if you need help, our team of friendly and knowledgeable window covering experts is ready to assist you every step of the way. Please give us a chance to earn your business.
Visit Blindster.com today and check out our new faux wood plantation shutters. And for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 30% off any order. Just enter code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots and new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time since last Thursday's tornado, there are no street closures in Bryan's Wheeler Ridge neighborhood. Debris removal will continue, and police is continuing what they describe as a heavy presence. Bryan City officials continue to ask for homeowners to self-report flood damage. Inspectors will not enter residences. And the city of Bryan continues to waive all fees related to rebuilding from the tornado. Details are online at bryantx.gov. Just over a year after Blinn College spent nearly $4 million to buy land for a new campus in West Bryan, the decision has been made to build on what used to be Texas A&M's Riverside campus.
Blinn President Mary Hensley spoke for the trustees, who had no comment before or after voting to stop construction on 95 acres at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, then entering an agreement with the A&M system.
I think that their enthusiasm speaks through their vote in a unanimous way.
The A&M system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, talked about how Blinn would benefit from what will become the new Rellis Research and Development Center.
Our idea has always been that if we could use that resource out there to develop large-scale experimental labs, labs that specialize in cybersecurity and robotics and other areas that are the strong suit of the Texas A&M University, that we would attract more industrial partnerships to the Bryan College Station area.
The exterior design of Blinn's new academic building will change to match A&M's theme, but Dr. Hensley says the interior will be the same. It will accommodate the same number of students, approximately 2,500. Instead of opening in the fall of 2017, it'll open as soon as the fall of 2018. Blinn's architect and general contractor will remain the same, but those contracts will be amended to reflect the new location. What was a $46 million project has been reduced to somewhere between $24 and $31 million. Blinn will lease 15 acres on A&M system property for $1 a year. The length of the lease has not been determined. Trustees also had no comment on the future of the land they bought last year, where ground clearing had been taking place for the better part of 6 months. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council at its last meeting received an update on 8 economic development agreements that are monitored by the Research Valley Partnership. RVP Vice President Chuck Martinez says minimum requirements start this year for Nutribolt and Axis Pipe and Tube. Nutribolt's payroll, which is supposed to hit $3 million this year, reached $9.4 million last year.
This particular company with a really phenomenal product in its industry, and the company continues to expand. This will be a nice catalyst for other projects in that area.
This year's payroll at Axis is supposed to be a minimum $10.5 million, reached more than $8 million last year. City Manager Keene Register and Martinez said Axis is no longer dependent on the energy industry.
It did have an effect on their business, but their main business is structural steel.
Yeah,
their orders in structural steel have skyrocketed.
Yeah, matter of fact, they're shipping the majority of it back to Mexico. So they've kind of retooled so that they can produce structural steel instead of oil field tubing, so it hasn't affected them at all.
Martinez said two companies, Toyo Inc. and Lubrizol, finished agreements last year. Both generated higher payrolls than required for property tax breaks. Lubrizol's payroll of more than $8 million was nearly triple its minimum. Kentmore Cabinets, heading into the last year of its agreement, is slightly above the $4 million appraised value required for its tax abatement. A domestic dispute in a College Station apartment at 3 in the morning yesterday came close to a stabbing. The victim told police he was 8 to 10 feet away when he had to dodge a knife with a 6-inch blade thrown by 54-year-old Marnie Vonich. Neither person was hurt from the altercation on Central Park Lane, and Vonich was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police are looking for multiple suspects from an armed robbery inside another apartment early Monday morning. No descriptions were provided of one person with a gun who entered a unit in the Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey, while an unreported number of others waited outside. An undisclosed amount of money was taken, and two of the three victims who were hurt during a struggle were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A 50-year employee of Brazos County was recognized at the end of yesterday's county commission meeting.
She has been a huge asset for the county for just, 50 years, you know. And so if there's anything you want to know about the county, you can go to Ruth. Plenty of skeletons. She knows them all. You know, she's a great person.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says Ruth McLeod has been a fixture in the county commissioner's and county judge's offices.
She actually had retired and then came back to work part-time later on, and is still with the commissioner's court. She's got so much knowledge, and most of the time she doesn't have to look up things. She can answer it off the top of her head, still can.
Photos from the surprise presentation are online at WTAW.com. It's 7:36 and 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote, call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Hi there, this is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey, it's the weather. It's 7:39. Let's check it right now. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop them at wiltons.com. That's Wilton's. They've got furniture, supplies, and so much more.
One area of rain moves away. Another area of rain moves in. Parts of the listing area are under a flash flood watch through tomorrow morning. We'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping today. Temperatures up to 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Lows near 70. Little change through tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely once again, 80 to 85. We're going to remain unsettled into Friday with scattered showers and storms. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags face Binghamton in the College Station Regional. We'll take a look forward at that. Also, the Astros beat the Diamondbacks and the Rangers beat the Indians. I'll have the recap on those games coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are at 740. Most of the heavy shower activity, it's hit and miss. It's not a big defined line of showers. But they're really kind of just running all the way up Interstate 45 from Huntsville up to the Metroplex. Heaviest concentration of showers, a line of them, right there in the Arklatex at the corner of the state. But again, there's the sun right now outside. Going to warm things up and change things up a little bit. We'll probably catch some showers. Chances are real good, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So by now you've heard of FOMO, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of missing out. The official acronym of insecurity, I guess. The term has existed for almost a decade, but it rose to prominence about 2 years ago when people started to freak out that their friends on social media were having way more fun than they were at any given moment.
Thanks, Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now there exists FOMO's opposite, which would be JOMO. Which would be joy of missing out.
That probably applies more to me than FOMO.
I was going
to
say, I get this a little bit more, I think, too, than FOMO these days.
Well, with food and booze available for almost instant delivery and the availability of internet streaming, and more of us are just content or downright delighted just to be sitting at home, feet up, watching TV, got your junk food, whatever. And just you're getting to do things in your environment with your way. You know, maybe you got your puppy with you or your cat with you or whatever, and your favorite person, and you're just hanging out. And no, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, I love not doing stuff.
So now it's okay to feel that way.
Yes.
Because we've got a word for it.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Now that we know it's called JOMO, everything should be just
I'm feeling overjoyed just thinking about not doing anything right now.
Yeah, yes. Knowing that it's there. All right, so now we got another study. This one from a mobile app developer. That's why I told you, because it's from a mobile app developer on how users interact with apps and notifications. When was the last time you added an app, guys?
I'd say a couple days ago, okay. Probably.
Yeah, me too. I keep my apps, but if I haven't used them in a while, okay. They get deleted pretty quickly.
Okay, care to share? I mean,
which one we
downloaded? What was the last one that you downloaded, and how many times have you used it since then? Or is it a fun thing, or is it a practical thing?
You know, actually, I just recently, I probably should have had it a lot sooner than this, was the AP mobile app, like the Associated Press.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
So just to get news updates and stuff like that, which I use quite often now.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah. Now, you know, today, I guess... Flashlight, is that an app or is that...
It comes with your phone.
Yeah,
technically
okay.
An app, yeah.
But,
yeah,
I put that on my desktop. Is that the right word to use?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I had to use it this morning, you know, and that really comes in handy to have it right there because otherwise you're having to fumble around for the flashlights you didn't have the batteries for.
And right.
There you are. But... I'm always thinking if I download an app, there's going to be a bunch of junk that's going to go along with it, you know? And I'm not sure I want to be doing that. As a result, I've got like 15 apps maybe. I know.
I need to clean my phone out. It's running so slowly, probably because I have tons of apps I don't use.
There
See,
you are.
I don't. I'm pretty good at keeping mine simplified
now, I
as
was
much
just
as
noticing
possible.
That about 2 weeks ago, that I'm thinking my phone is running slow, and I don't know if that's just... You know, it's a matter of what you get used to.
Yeah.
But it can, I guess that can do it. In the survey, 45% check their smartphone 11 to 50 times a day. Well, first of all, that's a big difference between checking it 11 times and checking it 50 times. But nonetheless.
I probably check mine closer to 200.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's a low estimate
for
me.
It says 12% checked 51 times or more.
Okay.
23% said... Too many times to count.
Yeah.
There you go, Chelsea, you're there. Huh? All right, too many times to count. But you know, a lot of it has to do with what your work day is.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Or just what your job is.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you get into if you're in a cubicle farm and you got to put your phone away, you know, in your purse or in your coat or somewhere not right there because you know that if you don't do that, you won't get any work done.
Right.
Then that does change the number of times when you're going to do that. So, you know, at lunchtime, obviously, you might take care of it. Anyway, more than 65% of the respondents say 25 apps or fewer on their phones. Yeah, I'm there. 22% said they had more than 50 apps. 4% said they had more than 75 apps.
Wow.
Wow. But 95% of the respondents said they used fewer than 25 of those apps on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yep.
And that would make sense. 70% of the respondents received fewer than 10 push notifications per day. 70% said they got fewer than 10. 15% said they got up to 20 per day. And many of the users opt out, of course, of the push notifications, largely because they are a waste of time, they are irrelevant.
And annoying.
I don't mind the push notifications, depending on what the app is. I don't like the little red badge icon.
Yeah.
And so I get rid of that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't want to know, like, yes, you sent me the notification and I saw it. Now I don't need to have to click on the app to get rid of that little red, number in the top corner.
Thanks for sharing more than I wanted you to, right? I don't want to know that much. Thank you.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. How about some shower thoughts this morning?
Oh, yes.
Right, I love those.
Let me find some music for shower thoughts. Okay. Music for shower thoughts.
This is the music that goes on in my head during the shower.
Yeah. Definitely. So epic.
When was the last time you heard Ride of the Valkyries, right? So, all right, here we go. So here are shower thoughts for this morning. We live in an age where your last words may be an emoticon.
Oh.
Okay. Straws only have one hole.
Oh. Uh-huh.
What if I'm a prodigy at something I never tried?
That would be me.
I worry about that every day.
Oh, if a drunk were struck dead by a meteorite, would it still be reported as alcohol was involved?
Nah.
Nah. The game Musical Chairs just prepared us for circling the parking lot looking for a spot.
That's true.
And this is my favorite one of the day. Balloons are a strange birthday tradition. Happy birthday. Here's a rubber sack with my breath in it.
Howdy. Softballs will be flying on June 11th as the Chamber of Commerce, along with title sponsor CHI St. Joseph Health and team sponsor McDonald's, hosts the 9th Annual Community Softball Classic. This tribute to our first responders also benefits the 100 Club. For only $9, softball fans can cheer as our local police officers and firefighters battle it out at Nutrabolt Stadium, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. The first 650 ticket holders get a free meal, and all tickets are good for the Bombers game that follows. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. on June 11th, and tickets can be ordered at bvbombers.com or call the chamber at 260-5200.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What makes a marriage happy and healthy? Is it finding the right person who fills up the empty places in your life? Well, that may sound romantic, but it's not reality. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Thanks in part to Hollywood, generations of young people have been taught that marriage is best when two people who are broken meet that special someone who completes them. It's an idea that works well in the movies, but in real life, relationships like that are doomed to years of struggle. And here's why. Genuine intimacy within a marriage can only occur between two people who are healthy individuals. People who feel incomplete inside tend to rely on others to fill them up. But emotionally, this is like a bucket with a hole in the bottom. No relationship is ever enough to fill it. This leads to a second problem. Healthy people feel emotionally content inside, so they're able to freely give of themselves to their spouse. Someone who is wounded, however, rarely has anything to give because their energy is devoted to seeking after what they need from their spouse. In math, two halves make a whole, but marriage isn't a math problem, it's a relationship. Two broken people cannot combine their wounds to create a successful relationship. A strong marriage consists of two healthy individuals, each of whom is content inside and able to give to their spouse in love and sacrifice. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com. That's FroyoFranchising.com. Check it out now. FroyoFranchising.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. Ranked the overall number 4 seed, the Texas A&M Aggies embark on the College Station Regional, where they're ranked the number 1 seed. They'll face number 4 seed Binghamton in the first day's action at 8 p.m. on Friday, June 3rd. The game will mark the 11th time Olsen Field at Bluebell Park will host an NCAA Regional, weather permitting. Binghamton is 30-23 on the season, including 19-5 in the America East Conference. On Saturday, Texas A&M will face either number 2 seed Minnesota or number 3 seed Wake Forest. The winner of the College Station Regional will face the winner of the Fort Worth Regional, hosted by TCU in a super regional. Garrett Hofstad and Miguel Asua pitched the Brazos Valley Bombers to a 2-0 victory over the Woodland Strikers on Tuesday night in the Bombers' season opener. The Bombers managed only 4 hits, but got half of them in the fourth inning with a leadoff double by Anthony Herrera and a single by Hunter Wilson. The Bombers, who have won 3 straight titles, also stole 2 bases in the inning as the Strikers lost their 3rd straight game. The two teams will play again at 7:05 p.m. tonight at Strikers Stadium at the Woodlands Christian Academy. In high school baseball, thanks to a regional semi final series sweep of Santa Fe, the College Station Cougars are set to take on Tomball in the Class 5A Region 3 Championship Series. All games of the best of 3 series will be at Sam Houston State's Don Sanders Stadium, 7 p.m. tonight and Thursday, and 1 p.m. Saturday if needed. In Phoenix,
3-2 to Lamb. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a pitch off the plate away, and that is the ball game as the Astros win their 4th in a row and take both games in the desert, beating the Diamondbacks 8-5.
George Springer finished a triple shy of the cycle and had 4 RBIs to spark Houston from the leadoff spot, lifting the Astros to an 8-5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Tuesday. Springer scored twice, and Luis Valbuena homered for the Astros, who had 12 hits to win for the 7th time in 8 games. Lance McCullers had control issues at times, but limited the damage in 5 innings. The Stros look to take the series with the Diamondbacks tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In Cleveland,
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Struck him out swinging and the ball game's over. Slider from Dyson to fan Rajai Davis. The Rangers win it.
Colby Lewis allowed 2 hits over 6 shutout innings, leading the Texas Rangers over the Cleveland Indians 7-3 on Tuesday night and improving to 5-0 for the first time in his major league career. Lewis has won his last 3 starts and has pitched at least 6 innings in 10 of 11 outings this season. He's 3-0 and has allowed 5 earned runs over 26 innings and 5 road starts. Sam Dyson got 2 outs for his 6th save. The Rangers will look to sweep the Indians today at 5:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 4:30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have signed 2 more draft picks in quarterback Dak Prescott and defensive end Charles Tapper, leaving 1 unsigned rookie 2 weeks before minicamp. Tapper and Prescott were fourth-round picks, with the former Oklahoma pass rusher taken 101st overall and Prescott going with the 135th pick. Prescott, who went to Mississippi State, was the first quarterback drafted by the Cowboys since 2009, when they also took Texas A&M Stephen McGee in the fourth round. He's just the third quarterback Dallas has taken since 2001. Tony Romo, going into his 10th full season as the starter, was undrafted in 2003. Heading out to the links, Texas's men's golf team faces Oregon today at Eugene Country Club for the NCAA Team Championship. Bo Hostler hurt his left shoulder during play yesterday, but was still able to close out his match as the Longhorns beat USC in match play in the semifinals. Texas earlier in the day also beat Oklahoma in the quarterfinals. And at the French Open, officials are hoping to see plenty of sunshine today after rain caused the postponement of most matches the previous 2 days. Novak Djokovic owned a lead over number 14 Roberto Bautista Agut when their fourth-round match was halted by rain. Second seed Andy Murray and number 3 Stan Wawrinka are part of today's schedule, as are women's top seed Serena Williams and number 4 Garbina Muguruza. And now here's KO.
That's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike, I know you guys, you know, obviously you sell vehicles and you've got pretty much all of them, but like Porsche and Mercedes.
Yeah, no, we have.
In Navasota. But you also work on them.
We sure do. I really want to talk about our service department. You know, they do a great job. They're 100% CSI. I mean, the customer service index at our Ford store is.
That means everybody that comes through is absolutely 100% satisfied.
Well, everyone that they survey.
Okay, is fair enough.
But the factory really watches all that stuff, and we've had great reputation in our service department for taking care of our customers. And I know it's, you know, we service a lot of outlying markets because we're in Navasota, right? Driving out there 15 minutes will make it worth your time, really will.
All right, to find out more, to get the deal of the day and Free Car Friday, because it's getting close.
Yep, teamofnavasota.com.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thanks for the
memory. At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Good morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Plenty of rain in the forecast. We'll check that in a few minutes. 2016 Atlantic hurricane season officially begins today. It's June the 1st, ends November 30. So National Hurricane Center has been naming Atlantic hurricanes since 1953 and used a six-year rotation. In other words, 2016 list we used again in 22. So here we go. It's Alec, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl, Fiona. Fiona.
Like Princess Fiona from Shrek.
Exactly. Yeah. Gaston.
Oh, like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Hermione, Ian, Julia, Carl, Lisa, Matthew, Nicole, Otto. Otto.
Otto?
I like that. Paula, Richard, Shari, Tobias, Virginie.
Virginie?
Virginie. Virginie. V-I-R-G-I-N-I-E, right?
That sounds not real.
And Walter. And then, of course, remember, in the event that we use up those 21 named storms, we're all going to die. Then they go to Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and all that stuff.